time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On this week's show, we'll have Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert, and he's here with us right now. We'll join him in a second, followed by Carroll head coach Blake Betzner, and then Clinton Prairie head football coach Raymond Jones about 9:45 this morning. But until then, we'll say good morning to Mr. George Gilbert. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So you had a little bit different schedule than what you thought.
Wow. Well, before I do any of that, we're having the Quick family in Kirkland today from 12 noon till 4 o'clock has a memorial fundraiser for their son, Jaden, who died in a tragic car wreck, was one of our student athletes at Kirkland. And our football players are going to be there in attendance and help out. I'm going to be there. We want to support the Quick family. And if anybody's listening and would like to come out and look at old cars and spend a little money toward a good cause, come on out. So good people. We have a great community. And I think we need to rally behind this cause. And I think it's a worthy cause.
Okay.
Hey, so let's talk about football. Well, we get a call last week from Taylor stating on Monday that, hey, it's not looking good. We're not going to be able to play. Great. So we start figuring out what we're going to do. And Hagerstown needed a home game. It was their homecoming they lost. We needed an away game. Unfortunately, I didn't want to have to travel 2 hours for an away game.
Mm-hmm.
But we did. We took the game. Hagerstown was a team kind of similar like us and kind of not. Way down southeast corner. It's about 30 miles from Richmond. There's no easy way to get there. I drove separate. I have a few health issues that I have to take care of, so I drive separately. They all got there, and Coach Gilbert was lost. So I finally get there about 10 after 7. Can't find a parking place. The whole community rolls back. It's 1965 all over again. Everybody's there. They play their games at their elementary, which we did not know. We found that out on the fly. So I park my vehicle, and I walk a mile. Get around behind the school. I don't see any lights. Oh, no. You got to take this wooded trail.
Oh, gee.
With tiger paws all the way down to this little valley, and that's where they play football. Well, by the time I get there to the field, this place is rocking. The place is packed. The purple and gold are everywhere. All the junior high kids are wearing their shirts. He's got 46 kids out on the field, pumped up and getting after it. Huh. Our guys are down in white uniforms with 21 guys, you know? Working hard, and there's no air around. It's all enclosed with trees. And last night, the humidity level was really high. So by the time I get there, it's time to bring them in and have final talks. And the boys were really winded, and they looked tired. Well, they rode in a bus for 2 hours on a hot bus, got out, and now they got to play football. And it was really hot. So I'm really nervous about this thing. The boys seemed confident, seemed like they were going to be all right. And from the opening kickoff, their people were alive. Their kids were alive. They got a nice little team. They're young, but they're going to be really pretty good down the road. So what happened? Well, today I'm going to start with my coaching staff. Coach Parker was worried all week about they never kicked a ball long. Teams are now, Ken, kicking onside kicks all the time,
mm-hmm.
thinking they can get a quick turnover. If not, they think field position isn't important. I'm an old coach. Field position is everything. So anytime they want to kick short, please do so. At one point in the game, in the second half, they kicked an onside kick to start the second half. It really made me mad because it went out of bounds. So I said, re-kick the dang ball. Coach Parker is about ready to come out of his skin. He said, Coach, we got the ball in the 41. I said, I don't care. I'm mad. So we mark a ball 5 yards off, and I know what he's thinking. They'll probably recover this one, and then we'll be really messed up. Then you'll blame me, Coach. No. We retrieved on the 44. So we won 3 yards out of the deal.
Yeah.
And made a point. So Coach had him rolling. He did a good job. We had a couple kids get hurt during the game. We lost one of our starting running back. We don't know. We'll get evaluated today, and hopefully by Monday have a plan and see if he can come back at any point in time or what's going on. He's a tough kid. Dayton Tobby went down to start third quarter. He tweaked his knee in the second, and then in third quarter he hurt his knee. So he didn't play anymore, and immediately we had 3 running backs. Now we have 2.
Uh-huh.
So we had to convert Xander Hall, which came back for the first time after missing 3 games, to play running back. And Xander, we told him he could run outside, and he did. He ran for a touchdown. And then he also had 3 picks on the night. So Xander contributed a great deal coming back for the first time in 3 weeks. You know, we could very easily be 3-1 right now. Prairie would have beat us up because we had 5 seniors out that night, and we did not play well, and Prairie did. And I'm hoping we can get most of these kids back by the time we get to playoffs and get another shot at Prairie so they can at least play closer with them. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Coach Parker had him rolling. Coach Robinson called his first complete game as offensive coordinator at Clinton Central, and this guy's going to have a lot of years of coordinating. My gosh, he was on. Real simple game plan. He never got frustrated. He sticked with the plan, and that's a mark of a great offensive coordinator, and he's going to be a great one, and I'm really proud of his effort. Coach Kennedy, every week it seems like, well, not every week, but I bet we've won 4 games in the last 2 years because of defense. And last night, they get the ball back. They got 1.5 minutes and a timeout. They start marching down the field. And that's just like Kennedy's ready to go now. And he called a couple stunts in the middle, forced the quarterback to get out of sync, and the ball fell errant. They finally caught one. They ended up with the ball about the 30-yard line, and the clock ran out. What a great job. He every week does a great job. I was picking on him a little bit, but he's got a tone that I know I need to go walk down the other 30 and leave him alone, let him do his thing, and he did a nice job. Coach Mossball worked very hard last night with their defensive backs and constantly moving things around and fixing. Coach Atkin-Harris, second quarter, we were non-existent offensive line-wise. He worked with the kids at halftime, didn't yell and scream, just worked things out, and the kids came back and played much better in third quarter and fourth quarter. And then Coach Salem, he had our tackles going strong and working with our secondary and giving instruction on defense really paid off. So last night was the best game we've had all season where staff worked, kids responded, kids worked, and then they weren't going to be denied. Their kids were fast, they were big, but they were young. Their linemen were pretty slow. That kind of gave us advantage, and fundamentally I don't think they were as fundamental as we are. I don't think they play the kind of competition in the South
uh-huh.
like we do in the North.
Right.
And you kind of follow state championships and see that.
Right.
So I think it was a great win for us. And when we come back, I'll talk about kids.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break now. We're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5 in 1980, and it became an anthem for hardworking people everywhere. But did you know that it was originally titled 10 to 6? Why? Because Dolly knew that if we all worked 9 to 5, there was no way to get your computer fixed after 5. Charlie Spradlin of ProBuy Computer Sales and Service in Frankfurt has taken a page from Dolly and made new store hours, 10 to 6 p.m. All the service, wide selection of laptops, desktops, and tablets at the best prices can now be had Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you work 9 to 5, know that ProBuy is open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Cruise in after work or find them on Facebook.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're visiting with Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert after they won last night in the unexpected game down at Hagerstown. They won it 28-20. So we got through the coaching staff.
Let's talk about the field, then we'll get the kids.
Yeah.
First thing I noticed when I stepped on the field was it was a cow pasture. Now, I coach on a cow pasture. Hope they're not listening over in Tipton County. But I coached on a cow pasture for 9 years over Tri-Central, and it was the worst field, I think, in northern Indiana. Yeah. But, you know, there's one in southern Indiana that makes it look like a turf field, and that would be Hagerstown.
Yeah.
So I'm kidding the coach. You know, I haven't got much time to talk to him, but I bring up as I walk up to him, I go, so what's the field problem? I said, I have a trailer. I could have just left it, my mower on the trailer and drove it down here if you would have said something. And he got all serious. He said, well, we didn't have time to mow it this week, Coach. Sorry. And he got real serious, and I thought, all right, fine. I said, I'll see you later. I got away from him. But it was terrible. It had to be 12 inches high, and that's hard to play on for kids.
Yeah, as we were talking in the break, you know, it's, you know, they want to have an advantage but try and slow some people down, if at all possible, because what you're telling me, they're bigger, they're not faster.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Ken, and our backfield was much faster than their backfield. The problem was when Dobby goes down, he gets hurt in the second quarter and doesn't run with the same – it wasn't him running. It wasn't Dayton running. And then he gets hurt again in the third quarter. That took out quite a bit of our speed. But Xander Hall did a great job coming in and doing the things he needed to help us. He's not in shape yet, but he's been out 3 weeks. He needs to – hope you're listening, Xander. You need to make sure that you get some extra running in this week, because you're not going to be able to come off the field if Dayton can't go this week. So, and we won't know. We'll see. Dayton's a tough guy. He lives in the weight room. I'm really proud of him. Hopefully he'll be fine. If not, it kind of go with this season for us. But if he does, then that's great. And when he's ready to go, we'll put him back in. But let's talk about kids.
Okay.
Always love talking about kids. I think the guy on offense that stand out the most last night, I'm going to do a little different this way. We'll talk about offense and defense separately. I thought the guy that rose above and beyond what my expectations were of him, and worked for Coach Robinson and worked closely to him, especially when the game was on the line, was none other than Matthew Harker. Matthew Harker, he was the guy that plays our fullback position that we needed tough yards. He said, Coach, I'll get those yards. You lineman block for me, and I'll get those yards. And he did, all the way down the stretch. I'm really proud of his offensive effort and his leadership on the field last night. I cannot say enough. Matthew missed a couple games early. We struggled trying to find guys that were as big as him. He's a big guy, and as quick as he is. Last week he had impact to help us win the game, and last night I thought that he carried the torch for us last night offensively. Defensively, another guy that's been hurt all season, or not hurt, but he had COVID. What do you call it? He was around somebody with COVID.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We'll get it later.
Anyway, Blake had to miss several games. He was sick early, got well, and then couldn't be with us. Well, last night, he was our defensive guy that really stood out, that led us. Now, I don't believe there's superstars in offense, defense, or anything in football. I just don't. I think everybody has to rise above. But those guys that can rise above and stimulate the other guys, they become very, very important. And I think both these guys, you know, they're pretty humble guys, and I think they understand their role. And I tell you what, Blake, he had 10 tackles, uh-huh, and a couple knockdowns. Saved several plays from touchdowns. Just did a wonderful job defensively. He adds to us what we're doing offensively, but defensively, last 2 weeks, he's really stood out, and I've been really proud of his effort. So those boys, I'm really proud to see that they could show some senior leadership and give some direction and raise the bar so everybody else would fall in line. I thought our offensive line came out, boy, we came out and we were right out of the chutes, march ball down, bang, 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 score. Looks like this is going to be one of those nights. We get the ball back, bang, 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 score. We're up 16. And then we started slowing down. Kind of like last week in the opposite direction. They scored 12, Frontier did, and then we ended the game.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like it was going the other way. So they score 8, and now we go into halftime 16-8. Third quarter comes around, we come back, we play football. Thank goodness. And we got better offensively in the fourth quarter. We used 7 minutes in the third quarter, Coach Robinson did, orchestrating a drive, and we used 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. So we played a full quarter of offense in two series. That's what our offense is supposed to do.
And that's got to make you feel really good, regardless of where you're playing at and who you're playing.
Absolutely. And, you know, My principal sent me this really neat little message overnight. Brad Smith, what a wonderful guy he is. We got wonderful administration out there. Anyway, Brad sent me this text, and I wrote him back, and he congratulated me on this long trip win with all the adversity we've been facing. And I wrote him back, and I said, all I had to do tonight was direct. And if I can ever, whenever I can direct coaches coach and kids play, then we're going to win. And that's exactly what happened. We're going to be successful. So everything starts with our offensive line. Everything starts with our center, Jaden Fawcett. Jaden's playing against two guys now in his A-gap, and he did a good job. He did a yeoman's job of getting the job done. They didn't penetrate, so we could do the veers. Him and his two guards, Kale, Abaugh, and Brandon Primo, they set the pace. And then you have our two tackles, Camden Coverdale and Tyler Rail. They did a solid job for us all night long. And, well, not second quarter. They all kind of stunk up the place then. Let's be real. But for the first, third, and fourth quarter, they played really well. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if they just got tired or frustrated or what. But the second quarter, we did not play well offensively. And our two ends, Hayden Pratt. He's a big guy. He started really slow last night. And Hayden is such a neat guy. He's at weights every day. He works his butt off. One of the most polite, respectful kids. That's why I like Central. Our kids are really nice kids out there. Sometimes they're too nice, but they're nice kids. And Hayden just did a super job after the first quarter. He blocked well. He played great defense, had a couple hits that were really good hits. And then we also had, on the other side, we have the Smith boy. And he offers so much. Troy, he plays great defense. He had a couple tackles for loss last night that really made a difference, especially one late in the game. And Troy gets better every single week he plays. He caught a pass last night. He juggled it around, caught it, knocked a kid off of him, and even got more yards then. So Troy's having a good first season as a junior. I really look for him his senior year to have a great year. So offensively, I thought our line carried the torch and did a decent job for us. We struggled getting to the linebackers. We're going to have to work on that this week. There's lots of things to work on, and we will. Defensively and offensively, I'm going to go through the names, make sure I get the boys listed. Leo DeLeon started his second game, and now Leo has won two games. So there you go, at quarterback. He did a good job. He did a yeoman's job last night. We did not throw the ball around much. We wanted to get the game over. They had 47 boys. They played 25. We had 21 dressed, and we played 15, and then we lost Tobby. We were playing 14.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds were against us in a hostile crowd on the road for 2 hours, and our kids rose to the occasion. And our coaches coached outstanding. Now, that doesn't mean my coaches don't coach every week, but it all gelled last night, Ken. You know how when you do a program and everything is just right, you have that great feeling afterwards that, boy, you really did something good this time. You don't get it all the time.
No, you don't.
You know, you work your butt off, and sometimes it just happens. And last night was one of those nights that it happened for us. And if we can carry that on to this week and get ready for Eastern, that will really help us. So Leo did a good job for us. Jordan Cruz got started on defense. He had to play all night long. And Jordan, you got to keep working hard. This is his first year. He's, you know, it's hard to come out as a senior, even if you're an athlete, and play at a high level and learn the game at the same time. Because you're playing against guys that played since they were fourth, fifth grade kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're seniors too. But he works hard. He's a polite guy, does everything we ask him to do, and he'll be fine. I already mentioned Hayden, really proud of him. Ethan Walker, he's a guy that never comes off the field. He, you know, it's just like he takes his thermos and puts it right down in one of those grassy areas on the field and hopefully doesn't get lost and goes to work. And he got tweaked a little early, tacked a guy high and got bumped a little bit, but he never came off the field. He's kind of the old school Clinton Central guy out there. He rolls up his sleeves. He leads by example. If guy doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he's going to be in his face. He's going to be a great senior leader next year. He's a great junior leader. And he really rose to the occasion last night late in the game and made some key plays. I really enjoy watching Ethan develop. And you know, another neat thing about this young man, he's a highly academic. He takes the hardest classes we have. And then he farms on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be combining before long.
Yep.
And he'll be doing all this stuff, you know? While other kids are out playing video games and, you know, being bored, this guy don't have a chance. He's working.
Right.
You know, that's kind of neat. Talked about Jaden. Brandon Primo had a big tackle late in the game. I don't know if, Brandon, if you thought I would remember, but from the nose tackle position, they're running back, really fast kid. Brandon shoved off this block. The center was bigger than Brandon. He weighed 290 pounds, 6'3". Brandon pushed him off. And if Brandon doesn't make that play, I think the kid goes all the way. He made a singular tackle. And I don't know how he caught him, but he stretched out his body and caught him by the ankles and tackled him. And at that point in time, that was Ken. Coach Kennedy had that going on pretty much all night where the guys were making these kind of plays. And that's what you got to have. Brock Martin came in and played on both sides of the ball for us, primarily defensively, to give us some help. Kale was really working hard, so we gave him some rest. Kale had a hit last night, Kale Allball, that I really wondered if the police were going to come out on the field. and his dad's a law enforcement officer. he really jacked a kid, and on the sidelines or in their sidelines. But, you know, they were so respectful and good people. You didn't hear the crowd going nuts. You know, everybody's always looking for something cheap. Yeah. Nobody said anything. When the game was over, their kids congratulated our kids. Their coaches were polite. That's high school football. That's what sports is supposed to be about. And I was really proud of that. So I'm really proud of our boys, and I think we got to now see what we can put together for this week with Eastern. We're going to have to make some adjustments. Dobby can't play. That means Xander. Guess what? You become a running back. You know, no more playing out there at flanker. You know,
yeah.
Put your blue collar on. Take the white shirt and put it away.
Yeah, Eastern's coming off a big win last night.
That is. I was kind of surprised. I thought it'd be a little closer than that.
Yeah.
I've seen Eastern on film. With Dobby, I thought we had a reasonable chance to play with them, and it would have a chance to maybe compete. Without Dobby, I still think we will have a chance. It's high school football, and I will have a plan with my staff that we will orchestrate if the boys follow it, and they have a good week of practice. We had two good days last week. We're still looking for four.
Yeah,
you know, four good days of practice. If we can get four good days of practice, win or lose,
right,
our program's going to get better.
And knowing you as I do, I mean, you got, of course, now you got Eastern next week, and you got Carroll still to play. So your tough part of your schedule is coming up here.
Yeah, Carroll's really important game because they're a sectional opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lose that game. Last year we lost on the day of the game. Carroll couldn't play the day of. And that was a tough loss for us. We couldn't play Prairie last year, and we didn't get to play Carroll. Those were tough losses.
Yeah.
So we got Eastern this week. You know, Coach Edwards and I go way back. I've played against him for about, I think, around 25, 26 years. He's won probably four or five of those games over the years. But Eastern, he's been on quite a roll. So it'll be an interesting night. We're gonna do the best we can, and we'll see what happens.
I know I was talking with Blake over at Carroll last week, and I said, you know, I thought this was going to be a little bit maybe the down year for Eastern because they'd lost a lot of people from last year's team. He just said they just plug them in and just keep right on going now.
Yeah, that's what they say. They can say what they want.
Yeah.
But I saw them on film.
Yeah.
So,
but not quite as good this year, are
no,
they?
No, they're not.
Okay. Well, that gives you something else.
Yeah.
Of course, you didn't expect a good-sized crowd this week.
Yeah, it's homecoming, so I look for a nice crowd. And don't get me wrong, Eastern's a solid football program. They haven't lost in the conference for like 3 years now.
Yeah, I know.
We were on that trip at Tri-Central. It took us 3.5 years before we lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're hot. But we'll see what happens.
All right, anything else you want to add?
Nope, thanks for having me, Ken.
Hey, thanks a lot, George. Greatly appreciate it. And we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.